When I go out and about in Argyll and Bute and speak to local communities, by far and away the biggest issue raised with me is the availability of housing. In order to focus attention on this issue, the council has recently declared a housing emergency. This will help to raise the issue at a national level, but we continue to work with local partners to address this, and a key partner is Argyll Community Housing Association, or ACCA. And here to talk to me about the work of the association is Michelle Mundy, who took over as chief executive just a year ago. So we're talking about ACCA today with the new chief exec. I say new, you're a year in, Michelle, sort of, so it's, it feels apt to be celebrating your first anniversary. But before we talk about you and what brought you to the role, maybe talk about, for people who don't perhaps know what ACCA is and what its role is and relative to the council. Tell people a little bit about the organisation first.
Okay, so ACCA, which is Argyll Community Housing Association, is a registered social landlord with the Scottish Housing Regulator. We have about 5,200 houses. And that varies from day to day because sometimes we sell them, sometimes we buy some more. We are the eighth biggest housing association in Scotland, and we cover a huge geographical area, about 2,000 square miles, is it? The whole of Argyll, so from Oban to Campbelltown and from Helensburgh out to Tyree, huge area, and that covers 11 islands as well. And what we do is we provide social rented housing to tenants of Argyll. I suppose I should say something about the stock transfer from the council. So the housing stock was originally owned by Argyll and Bute Council, and they transferred it to us through a stock transfer in 2008, it was about that time. And so we are independent from the council, but we want to work very closely with the council because we're all trying to achieve the same objectives at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think that it's interesting because we that sort of the housing having been part of the council and then moved over, it is that distinction of being separate now but working really closely together, which I think is an important one that we value that very much. So say you've been in the role for a year, so how did you come to be in the role of chief executive? So
I still sometimes don't know. So I've worked in housing for 28 years, must be about that now, oh dear. And during that time, I've worked for Clydebank District Council. I then left there, went back to university, and after university, I went to work for West and Bartonshire Council. I started off as the Rent Homes Officer and then went into housing strategy. I left West and Bartonshire about 16 years ago, and I went to work for Glasgow City Council in their on housing development, so that's new build mostly. I then worked in their strategy section, energy efficiency, welfare reform. I've done lots of things over the years. And towards the end, I was in charge of the housing investment programme, and then I became head of housing at Glasgow. But then this job came up. And I've got to say, I loved my time at Glasgow. I worked with some fabulous people, and it was a great organisation. I'd never say anything against it. It was a great time in my life. But this job came up, and I was like, well, I live in Argyll. My son's about to start high school. It'd be great to be in Argyll to take him to school occasionally. I could use my skills to make a difference to where I stay. And it became a kind of now or never, because this job wasn't going to come up again. If anybody taking the job was likely to be in the job for at least 10 years, so I would be retired. So I was like, right, okay, now or never. So I applied and I was really surprised when I got it. But I'm got to say I love working in Argyll. It's a fabulous place to work. The scenery is always breathtaking and there's always something new. It's brilliant.
Yeah. No, well, and we got to travel to Islay together on Friday. So there's definitely lots of those pinch me moments that this is me working.
Friday was definitely a pinch me moment. I'm getting paid for this. I love it.
No, it's great. And I think seriously what you've just I mean, obviously you bring a wealth of experience as you describe it to the role, which is great because housing is right up there on our list of priorities. But that important point that I think a lot of people that work in the area say is that ability to make a difference in the area. I think we're blessed with a lot of teams who bring that passion because they live here, they're invested in it, they've got family here, they want to make it a success.
And definitely, and I think being able to use those skills, even getting dragged into things in Arica, where I stay, so just being able to make that contribution. Glasgow's great, but it's not the same issues in Glasgow. There's a particular rural issue they have here, and I don't think unless you're here and you're experiencing it, you understand what these issues are.
No, I think because I worked for Edinburgh before here, and I think similarly, I love that, and I learned so much. But you feel so much, so very connected when you're in Argyll Butte because you're very visible, and the impact of what you do is very visible, and I think that makes a difference to it. And I suppose, we. Said we travelled to Islay, we've seen firsthand and spoken to a lot of staff and residents about the challenges in Argyll and Bute of and housing is a big one, that shortage. I know that's a big focus of what you hope to do through ACCA, the organisation, and what you're trying to achieve. Maybe talk a bit more about what the you've been working on, what you're trying to drive forward.
I think there's a few things that I would like to take forward in this role. Partnership working is definitely one, so I'm really keen to further develop the partnerships that are in place and create new ones to help drive things forward. But I would hope that my development experience and managing a development programme, I'm looking to bring that into the role. Trying to get more houses on the ground. In the past year, ACCA's programme's been very small. I want to grow that. I'm looking to where we can get the resources to do that and try to get a huge programme over the next 5, 10 years in place, which will see a lot of more new builds on the ground. And also making sure that there's a shadow programme in place. So if there's any slippage, we can still bring things forward. And it doesn't mean that the programme is it stops, that we can just keep rolling that on. In addition, I think it's while new supply is really important, taking care of our existing stock is equally as important. So it's about looking at what we can do to improve the stock that we already have, and we've been really successful so far in applying for external wall insulation funding, funding for heat pumps, and we'll continue to do that. We have just won an award, which is
Very
great.
good.
So
Congratulations.
the Energy Project of the Year, or the Regional Energy Project of the Year, and we're hoping to go through to the National Awards. And hopefully we'll be successful there too. And that's about the energy efficiency work that we're doing to our existing stock. But we've just got to keep going. We've still got lots more improvements that we want to do. But that would help address fuel poverty as well. And that's a particular issue for the association. We don't want our tenants to be in fuel poverty.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, congratulations to everyone, the team for that, because it, as you say, it is so important. And that's, I suppose sometimes maybe the less obvious bits that, you know, it might seem like it's about provision of housing, but actually it can go into what are income levels by you in the area if you can tackle some of that fuel poverty, for which is, you know, high in Argyll and Bute, and it is so much wider, and having good housing stock makes it attractive that people want to come and live and work in the area, because actually they can expect good quality, warm, well-maintained home, and that's, you know, we all want that, don't we? It's good quality
Absolutely.
of life.
I'm not saying we're perfect, but we are working, all of my staff are working really hard to try and provide the best possible outcome for the tenants. And I applied for lots of external funding, both from Westminster and from the Scottish Government, and from anybody else we can get it, to be honest. We're constantly putting bids in for additional funding and trying to match fund that with our own resources. And that just makes the money go that bit further. Lots of really good external wall insulation projects and heat pump projects on the ground at the moment, just about to be completed.
No, and it's always nice. You see them as they're happening as you go up about Argyll and Bute, and I suppose as you say, you know, the housing that you've got is an inherent part of the infrastructure across Argyll and Bute, and so important because we have very little commercial, if any, house building west of Helensburgh. So actually, what we do through the housing associations. And it's not just social rented, is it? It's looking at other tenures of housing and other ways in which can help people.
At the moment, ACCA only provides social rented housing, so I'm really keen that we start to expand on that, and that perhaps Helensburgh and Oban we look at mid-market rented houses, and we need to set up a different structure to be able to deliver that. But there's nothing stopping us doing that. But also home ownership, so we can provide a low cost home ownership product called shared equity, which is not the same as shared ownership, because someone said to me the other day, "Well, this is shared ownership." It's not the same, and it doesn't work the same way. Whoever buys into shared equity owns their house. It's just there's maybe certain restrictions when they go to sell it. I would like us to do a lot more shared equity, because there's a real lack in the private sector market in Argyll. The contractors just won't come down. It's too far for them to travel, or they don't see that there's a market here. So if we can demonstrate that there is a market here by providing these houses, it might help kickstart the market a bit, and attract other providers into the market. But also, if it provides a product that people are actually looking for, I think we'd be really successful in selling that. We need to get the price right. That's the key.
And I think that's part of the challenge, isn't it? Of, you know, with such a big area, it's relatively small numbers in house building terms compared to in the cities or big populous areas. And building the right houses or flats in the right area at the right time is quite a challenge, and getting information on what the need is. So I think we've said it a number of times. Getting people, even if they don't think there might be a house, to put their name on the housing waiting list just gives us valuable information that supports that.
We were talking about this earlier, but I think there's an underestimate within the housing waiting list, because people are not putting their name onto the list because they don't think they're going to get a house. So the actual demand is hidden, and I think instinctively we know that the demand for a particular area is much higher. And if we could find a way of demonstrating that, but yeah, the importance of people putting their name on the list if they're looking for housing. Helps us demonstrate what the demand is.
Yeah, because I think the latest figures I've got, our waiting list is about 3,300, which is 8% up on the year before. So something's definitely happening that's shifting the up the requirement for housing. And like you say, we think that's an underestimate, but your gut instinct tells you that, anecdotal conversations with people tell you that, but
I think there's a couple of things happening in the market. One, mortgage rates are going up and people are finding that they can't access homeowner occupation in the same way, or they can't afford to. They just can't afford it. The other thing is that private landlords are pulling out of the market. So the pool of private rental properties that were previously available is starting to diminish. And that doesn't leave people with a lot of options when they're looking for housing. They can either afford the really, really expensive private sector housing, or they go into social rent. So I think that's partly the reason for the numbers going up.
Yeah, and I mean we declared a housing emergency back in June just to sort of focus attention on that, and absolutely finding that. I think we found that house prices were up to 7 times higher than the average wage in Argyll and Bute, which is just staggering. If you even contemplating trying to get a mortgage, that's you're way out of many people's reach.
So affordability, I think, is a huge issue within Argyll. Homelessness is the other. I haven't got the exact figures here, but I think that homelessness has been increasing, and that's something that we're keen to try and help Argyll and Bute Council tackle. If we could help to bring those numbers down. I mean, there's always going to be homelessness, but as people's circumstances change, but if we can help you to bring that overall total down and not have people waiting in housing for a long time. The other issue and the other thing that's impacting on those numbers as well is the Ukrainian crisis, because we've got refugees coming into the area and they need to be housed as well. So ACCA has been actively working with the Scottish Government, and we successfully managed to bid for funding, £418,000 to transform some of our longer term void properties, which we'll be using for refugees. That'll be a good success story.
Dreadful situation, but fantastic. We can actually bring some empty properties back into use that way and help that out. And I mean, it's undoubtedly across Scotland, all of these combined issues are causing a pressure. Because I just because we were going to talk, not because I don't know if they have these in my head, but I was looking, and homelessness is up 15% on last year at around 250, and about half of that in temporary accommodation. And that's the pressures of having to have people in arguably unsuitable accommodation for longer because we haven't got the right properties is something none of us want to be in that position. It's just it's and we talk about you've been in a year, but that getting that pipeline and getting the new builds on the ground and being able to sort of hand the keys over sadly takes longer than a year.
It always takes longer than a year, and I think what we're starting to plan for now will be delivered in 3 years' time and 4 years' time. But what's important is to get that pipeline, and to make sure that even if it is for 3 or 4 years' time, that we're getting what we need to get in place now so that we can deliver in that time frame. It's not quick though. Develop's never quick. There's always a long planning stage involved before you can actually deliver on the ground. Doing the stuff on the ground is the quick bit. It's all the bits that come before that, and about getting your design team and getting designs and then getting it into planning and doing all your site investigations. All of that takes time. But the important thing is to get that pipeline. And then
And I
see what we
think,
can do now.
yeah, and I mean, I think that's the beauty of being able to share these conversations to kind of lift the lid on some of that, because it might seem like there's not enough housing, but we're absolutely collectively, looking at what are all the options for these. And I know, you and your fellow social landlord chief execs, or there's three other main ones in Argyll Bute, we all work closely together. It's definitely a collaboration of, you know, constantly asking each other, what else can we do here? What's the art of the possible? And I think, you know, sadly, that will take a little while for people to see coming down the pipe, but it doesn't mean we're not working on that all the time to see what we can bring forward.
I mean, speaking for my colleagues and the other housing associations, we've had lots of discussions about how we can help our Gowland Butte Council, and we're all really committed to doing that. And there's some excellent people in those housing associations that are working really hard to deliver. We're also looking at what we can do short term. So there's the Gowland Butte Council buyback scheme that you've just launched. My email has been inundated for the past
good
week. And I actually think we'll probably end up doing more buybacks this year than we're doing new build, but we're particularly targeting properties where we've got ownership in a block, and that it can help our investment program by taking away some of the blockages. So I'm actively looking at about 10 at the moment, so and that's just the ones that have come in the last week. So I think we'll continue to look at that and look at where that makes sense, and then offer those properties for homeless accommodation, to try and get some of those people out of temporary accommodation.
Yeah, and if people don't realize, like if you've got a block and there's one private owner, it can mean that it's not a simple job of just instructing the improvement works. Mm-hmm. And then you have to negotiate for that other owner to make their contribution to that. It just means it takes longer.
It depends on the circumstances of that particular owner, because sometimes they just don't have the money that they're able to contribute to any investment work, and that can hold up investment in a whole block. And it's what we can do working with the council to try and get them grants or to buy back the property from them to help them out, or just have those conversations with those owners, because ultimately you want to do the best for the block and make those improvements. Not only does it help in terms of energy efficiency, but visually as well, and the aesthetics of the block, it just makes the whole place, it gives a bit of an uplift.
Yeah, and I know you work hard to involve tenants in the work that you do, and you know that's a big part of it, try and encourage them to get as involved and have a voice in how you take forward the organization.
Absolutely. And we've got our Your Voice group, which is a group of tenants that come together and give us opinions and comment on what we do. We've also got our tenant scrutiny group, who actually go through our processes and procedures and make comments about where we can do things better. And we've obviously got our various consultations. We are about to put out for a new tenant survey, which will be gauging the tenants' views and encourage any tenants out there to really be honest and say, you know, where can we do things better? Because ultimately it's about providing a service for tenants, but also trying to make that service easy for tenants. And I think that's one of the things I want to look at through, we're going through a bit of a transformation programme at the moment internally. And a lot of that is about looking at our IT and where we can be more digitally engaged and how we can make things easier for tenants. So that could be things like apps. We're going to make improvements to our website. We're going to look at data analytics. We could have virtual appointments, which I don't think we do that much of that just now. And then get everything onto the cloud and then have dashboards. So how we feed that information back to people, it should be a lot more easier and much more instant.
Yeah. No, a lot similar to us of constantly trying to innovate to get a better customer experience. So, I suppose the key message are if your tenant take part in the survey, get involved.
Absolutely.
If you're looking for a house, even if you might not think it matters, please put your name on the waiting list. It absolutely helps us, and consider if there's also the buyback scheme, and also I suppose if you've got a bit of land, then we might be interested as
absolutely.
Well,
always interested in land, good land, not stone and not peat, but building land, always interested in that.
Yeah, and look out for, hopefully we'll be upping the build program, people will see more happening. That's certainly what we're working towards together.
Definitely, that's my key ambition over the next few years.
Yeah, lovely. Well, thank you and best of luck, and we'll be doing lots more work together, I'm sure, to try and make that happen and tackle the challenges. So thank you.
Look forward to it.
I hope that gives you just a little sense of the work that ACCA does and the contribution they make to tackling the housing emergency in Argyll and Bute. If you're interested in finding out more, you can check out their website at acca.co.uk, acha.co.uk.
The Builders Podcast.